Hello?
Yeah,
what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. And tonight, we're doing something a little different. Usually, we have girl talk, but tonight, we're going to have guy talk because it's so important that we get the voice of our men's these days. And I'm going to throw in men's with a Z. I have a... How can I say this? He's very prolific. He always has a word for me, always keeps me encouraged, definitely keeps me in stitches because I think he misses blessing on being a comedian, but that's just because I know him, so that's why I'm talking trash. But anyways, I have a special friend of mine on the other line tonight, Mr. Jermaine Emanuel. He resides in Arizona. We opened up this platform for guy talk, for men to express themselves, to kind of get their perspective on, you know, being a black male here in America and their thoughts. And of course, this change and changing the perspective over my answers towards their answers. So we'll see what we can get ourselves into tonight. What's going on, Mr. Manuel?
What up, baby?
Yeah, you know, you got it. Let me get it, because I know you got it.
Well, I'm trying to get it, and when I get it, you'll have a piece of it.
Wait a minute. What the hell you mean you might have a piece of it? I is your friend.
Indeed you are. But what I found out too late is when you give away all your bricks, you know, yeah, what's left for me?
There you go. That's what's up. I appreciate that. But we're going to get into our conversation because it's been a long day for you and it's been definitely a long day for me. So we won't keep it too long. But we want to get into being a black man in America and your perspective on some of the questions that I have going forward. So as a black man, how do you see the world?
Yes. If you ask me. And some brothers may not agree with what I'm saying, or they may feel, and based on their experiences being different from mine, that I'm not black enough.
Mm.
But it's all based on your perspectives and views of life.
Right.
You know, me, as far as how I view the world as a black man, I view the world like I view myself.
Right.
You know, I don't focus on limits. I don't focus on roadblocks. I focus on my personal willpower that allows me to do what I'm capable of doing.
Right.
I don't concern myself with interferences. Although I know that there are powers that are against me as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't allow my blackness to be an excuse for me not to press forward to do anything. You know, I look at the world like whatever it is that I want to do or whatever I want to conquer, that the world is available for me to do it.
Mm.
I look at the world as a blessing. I look at the world as a gift and an opportunity for me to fulfill my purpose. I look at the world as the place that God has placed me to do his will, you know, and to be a light in his likeness. You know, I look at the world in that way. So that's why I'm always joyful and crying up to y'all all the time.
Oh, exactly, because you got plenty of jokes. jokes coming out your bottom of your feet, you got jokes. But I think you, as a black man and seeing the world from your vision, has a lot to do with who you are as a person and how you, like you said, growing up, because everybody experiences different. But I think in this day and time and seeing and hearing and being involved with a lot of things that have taken place with other black men, you know, we definitely see the world different. You know, not much has changed. We want change. We have hope for change, but not a lot has changed in that avenue of life. My next question is, what things would you change if you had the power or the leadership to change?
Minds of my people. Mm. Also the minds of other races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had the power to change things, you know, I would want to change the minds of people, the mindset of people. But if just focusing on my people, which I believe is first and foremost and the most important, just I would like to change the mindset. The mindset, the way we view ourselves, the way we view our world, the way we value ourselves and our culture, our race, what do they call that? Whenever you're doing something or you're saying something different, what do they call that?
You're getting old.
What's that?
You're getting old, Brother Maine.
Yeah, what do they say when you do when you contradict?
Yes.
The contradictive mentality. Mm. The contradictive lifestyle.
Right.
They cause my brothers, a lot of my brothers and sisters to be unproductive or less productive or to lack reaching their full potential. I believe I would love to change the mindset if I had the power and ability.
Wow. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I would like to change, just the mindset.
I thought about that in a sense, and you know, that's something that has to be educated. You know, we go to church, go home, go to school, be with our families, do that same routine. But like you said, that the mind, you know, like they say, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. It is, you know, because sometimes people don't operate out of that. They operate out of their, you know, out of fear, and they operate out of, you know, deception and, you know, even within their environment, you know. And I wish they had something like that in the schools to kind of put that platform, you know, to give certain children or give certain people that different perspective, you know. It would be a tremendous gain. Next question. Do you think being black has its advantages?
100%. 100% has all the advantages in the world, but that goes back to, in my personal opinion, that goes back to the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes also back to being a contradicted people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can say all of the achievements of our ancestors, our forefathers. We can say and understand our greatness as consumers and our value to other races and to other businesses. But, you know, do we see ourselves in that way?
Mm.
You know, so, you know, what was the question again?
Do you think being black has its advantages?
It has the advantages, yeah, 100%. And all of those assets that we owe as a culture to other people, we have the same advantage to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But because of our mindset, we're constantly war with one another. Like we constantly say, what the white man did to our ancestors during slavery, that's the reason we are the way we are. Well, we know the problem. Surely we have a solution.
Right.
So we have the ability to counter that. So our blackness gives us the answers. Because wherever there's struggle, there's a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever, you know, so we have the answers. So our blackness gives us an advantage because we can see all the traps that's planted for us. We hear brothers rapping in their songs, but yet still they're encouraging other brothers to continue to stay in the trap.
Mm.
So how can we say the white man did this to set us up, but we instead of saying this is the way we need to do it in order to come up?
Wow.
Or we adopt something as being a part of our culture. And so as blacks, we have the advantage to counteract that.
Wow.
You know, as blacks, we have the advantage if we know that we are the nation's biggest consumers of commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means we have a lot of free money freed up to be consumers or to be investors or to be owners or whatever. So we have advantages. financially. And we know that we have, we set trends, fashion, bed, and entertainment. We know that we should be on the forefront of it all.
Right.
If we know that we are the minds behind every great thing that takes place in any industry, then our blackness gives us that ability to do it on our own. We have the manpower to counteract or overthrow whatever system's in place, but the lack of unity along with our blackness is what weakens us.
Wow. You're right.
So, we have it all, man.
Wow.
So the mindset has to shift, and we have to stop complaining and unify.
That's true. How important is you to be the best you can be?
Man, that's a good question. I was having that conversation yesterday about life and how easy life is, but people make it hard.
Mm.
And I thought about, I had a sister that came across paths with as a Lyft driver, right? She said that Arizona killed her two children. One committed suicide, and the other has a mental issue or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was all based on their employer, one employer firing them, and the other employer saying that telling the other that they had some kind of, they were incompetent.
Mm.
So it caused their mindset to shift, all because of a person. And I know for myself personally, I've been a great employee in places, and I've been the hardest worker, but I've gotten fired without an explanation.
Mm.
So my life shifted because of a person. Right. I didn't really get to know me or whatever.
Right.
I've entered into the lives of women and hurt their hearts, all based on because of how somebody else treated me, or of how I witnessed somebody else treat my mother, or how I saw my mother react and live her life and treated me based on how she was treated.
Mm.
So I said all that to say, the way I move and the way I interact with people, the effect that I have on people is going to be immense.
Mm.
Because the energy I give to them, they're going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like, remember Beyonce? Beyonce had that Disney thing. She said, we're more than just words as people. Because we are. Because we have an effect on people's lives long term. Not just for the moment, the long term.
Mm.
Because most of our perspectives are sculpted around our interactions with people.
You're right.
And so me as a person, I strive to be the best I can be. I strive to be as genuine as I can be, not trying to put on a front for nobody,
mm-hmm.
but really just being myself. Because I know that my actions, my words, the way I receive certain things from people and how I respond is going to affect the person that I come in contact with, everybody I come across paths with. So it's very important to me.
Wow. And the last question I want to ask is, because this is, like I tell a lot of people, this is something that's been in my spirit, and, I guess I see different because I've been through different. And, although things have happened within the black community and happened to us and by us, I think that this question is definitely relevant. Does black lives matter to black people? And if so, in what way?
Exactly what you said, it's all on the individual.
Yeah.
It's all on the individual. I think that, I believe it does. I believe that black lives do matter to black people. But I think that just like with anything, everyone's different.
Right.
There are different groups. There are different types. Everyone isn't the same black.
Yeah.
I'm not the same black as the brothers that I grew up around. They're not the same as me.
Right.
They're just black.
Yeah. They are black.
So we all black, but we all aren't the same.
You're right.
So,
you're right.
The things that are important to me may not be important to you. And I can't expect it to be. And I think that's where the divide comes in. I think that we all tend to just face our blackness as just being... we all are the same, but we're not. Right. It's okay to be different. You know, it's okay. But I think the issue comes in. I think we all just different.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's okay to be different. You know, because every culture has different within their culture.
Right.
You know, just like music has different genres. Just like dancing has different styles. Just like martial arts and self-defense has different styles. Everything has a difference, a variety of categories and genres. And it's the same with people. There are different types.
Right.
You know, they're different types.
Wow. You know, that's how you...
Well, I believe that black lives do matter to black.
Wow. You're absolutely right, because there's a difference between black folks and black people. There is a difference, you know, people don't talk about it, but there's a difference. You know, black folks will tell you where to go and how to get there. Black people are going to get there all together, you know. So if you don't know, now you know. That is the true factor.
And those aren't the only two types of black.
No, we can break it down in a fraction. Let's go. What's number one?
You don't want to piss nobody off.
No, they can get pissed off or pissed on. I don't care. You know I don't care. They either like it or love it. That's it. That's all with them. But, you know, they don't be offended because it's the truth. You know, that is, those are truth. But you said a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, we are black, but we're not all the same. And that's what, but we know when it's time to unite, we unite. We definitely come together. We are definitely a force to be reckoned with. And we are, you know, we have a lot to offer. But I, you know, wish we could take the time to continue to offer it to one another, you know. But like you said, we grow up in different environments. We come from different backgrounds. We, you know, some people's grandmothers were slaves. Some people, grandmother, were not slaves, you know, so they have a different perspective. They have a different way of life. You know, sometimes some have experienced certain things and we haven't, you know, some have been abroad and some haven't, you know, so it's all about the exposure. You know, the exposure is what makes it, I think it makes it the wow. And wanting to be exposed. You know, if you have, you say, hey, look, I think we should go try this type of food. I only eat rice and gravy and pork chops and chicken. Well, you know, but that's not the only food that's out there. But you could eat it a different way. You know, you could try it a different way. But having the exposure to be great, to do something different and to add value to yourself. You know, it definitely goes a long way. And I really agree with your answers. And, you know, I'm definitely appreciative because, you know, not everybody has had different answers, you know. But this gave me something to definitely think about because I was like, I didn't see it that way. You know, I didn't see it that way. So that's what's up.
But definitely, though, exactly what you just said, though. You know, I think that's the thing that could bridge the gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of, like you said, being open to accept the fact that there are differences. And simply because, you know, it's just like scripture. You know, I always go to scripture.
So well.
You said about me, I miss my calling to be a preacher, but you said a comedian. Either way, I'll do either way.
You doing the Lord's work now, boy. You doing the Lord's work.
Well, we all are. You know?
Yes.
But it's one of the things to say, like it says, in all things get an understanding.
Mm.
But the thing is, we're not willing to accept the alternative. We're not willing to accept what's different. We're not willing to accept it. We look at it like it's strange, which it is, because it's not your norm.
Right.
However, understanding that there is something different and it's not there to harm or hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, and simply saying, oh, okay, that's what's up. Hey, man, you over there? Hey, that's what's up, man. Okay, oh, that's who you are. Oh, okay, I respect it. All right, now I understand why you like that. Oh, okay, now I understand why you see life like that. Okay, that's what's up. As long as what you're doing ain't out to hurt me,
right.
It's all good. I'll see you when I see you. You be cool, man. God bless.
Right.
And let that be that. But we tend to expect and desire things to be the same as the way we see it or the way we are, to where we dismiss it, and that causes the divide.
Rewrite.
You know, we can't do that and say we can't do that and say we love each other.
Yeah.
That's like I see them brothers out there in New York, right? And everywhere I go, they on the street. You got the Nation of God of Earth. You got the Hebrew Israelites. You got the Nation of Islam. You got all these brothers. They're on the corner. You got the brothers, the commit brothers, you know what I'm saying? The Kemet brothers, right?
Yeah.
The Kemet brothers. The brothers with the energy and all that.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. All them on the corner trying to prove who right or wrong.
Right. Right.
But they're all saying the same shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not only that, if you really get down to the root of it all and say, hey, brother, I did what you're saying. You know what? That did start before the knowledge you have. It did start before the knowledge that I have. So, hey, let's bring our resources together. Let's get a building and start a spiritual school and teach our young children, our brothers and sisters, on how to level up in their spirituality.
Right.
They can learn all this. And they can get all this historical teaching and all of this spiritual truth and be empowered spiritually so they can really move mountains with their mind. But instead, we warring with each other to prove who's wrong.
Yeah.
But all y'all right.
Yeah, saying the same shit on a different day.
Right. The only thing you try to prove is that the date that your information was presented was before the date that that was presented. And you trying to prove that the white man wrote this and the white man wrote that when all the information was revised and written by any white man. Right. So if you was to come together and quit fighting, you could revise it and write it together and present some information rewritten and revised by the black man.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying about the mindset. But that goes back to slavery.
Yeah.
Now we can sit up here and talk about we know this, that, and the third about what the slave master did to the mentality of the black man, but we still get stuck into that mentality.
Right.
So while you're trying to, anyways, so now that goes to me, whatever. But I understand it.
Right.
I understand it. That's why I can love on them brothers, and that's why I can give them brothers a solution.
Right.
Whether or not they listen is up to them. But the problem is, it goes back to certain black people accepting certain black people. Because I'm not the brother that went and did 10 years in the penitentiary, they're not going to respect my voice.
Right.
But that brother that went and did 10 years in a penitentiary, they respect his voice. He said the same shit I was saying.
Wow.
So, you know, so it just goes back to black lives matter to certain black people.
Yeah.
So it goes back to fitting in them groups. That's why I look like when you ask again, you know, how do I feel that I have a certain level of responsibility in my walk? I do have a certain responsibility in my walk so that I can be the light for the people who I'm destined to reach. I know that I'm not going to reach a certain group of brothers and a certain group of sisters. I know that. But the brother or sister who's destined to reach that particular group, I may cross paths with that brother or sister. And then they may go back and spread the information and knowledge to their group of people. That don't make us enemies. That just shows you how useful we are to one another.
Absolutely.
And how much we need one another.
Absolutely.
You know, that's how I see it.
That's what's up. I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud you put your big boy underwear on and joined me tonight and just did a good deed. I'm just so proud of you. whatever. But I am so thankful you took time out to join me on God Talk. I am definitely keeping this these particular questions on a roll. You get as many as men in their perspective and what they think. And, you know, just trying to collaborate because men have a voice as well, too. And I definitely want to, you know, get their perspective. And I am just so appreciative that you were able to just give me a new perspective because it's needed. You know, we sometimes think the opposite way with not, you know, with not having someone else come in and intervene and say, well, did you think about this? Or, you know, have you, you know, contemplated on this? And this, that is important. So I'm definitely thankful. So I appreciate you joining me on God Talk, Mr. Jermaine Manuel. Let people know where they can find you, because I seen you on YouTube. Didn't I see you on YouTube? Hello?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. I'm on there. You have Jermaine down the street. That's J-A-M-A-I-N-E. Down D-A Street. And you can follow on Instagram, J-Paul318. I haven't been consistent with my videos
okay.
on YouTube. Because I've been pretty kind of, I'm real careful with the words I speak to my people. However, I'm starting to get to the place where I'm like, man, fuck niggas' feelings. Because but I have to keep it real with myself because they're just not the brother I am.
Right.
You know, I understand that being quote unquote real and disrespectful is the way, but that's just not the energy and spirit I move in.
Right.
You know, so I leave that to others. And a lot of us are saying the same thing as one another, but I choose to be selective with my words, with my people, because I love them. And I just, I also want to try to upgrade my setting.
Yeah.
You know, even though none of that matters, I understand that a lot of people are real visual these days. They don't really fit. The message isn't that important.
Right.
Without the image.
You right. You right. They could be like, who is this Negro?
Right. Unfortunately, that's the reality of the world. So I'm not going to fool myself to think, but however, whoever I'm intended to reach, I'll reach them. You know what I'm saying? But I do have content coming in the very near future.
Okay.
And I'll be dropping stuff. But outside of that, though, people can reach me on Instagram at
J-Paul318. Boom. You guys have heard it from Mr. Jermaine, man. Y'all really appreciate you joining me on the show. This is God Talk with your girl, Virtuous Diva, and coming to you guys. Be easy, be blessed. Now, check me out. I am Virtuous Diva on Instagram, Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on any of those platforms because don't nobody be on there. But you can check me out on there. Also, too, you guys stay tuned for more Girl Talk, Wellness Wednesday, Thriving Thursdays, and Fashionable Fridays. And also stay tuned to my cooking, because I know y'all see my cooking. I'm getting down for the get down. But I had a man ask me if I was married, because he told me he was going to have to put a ring on it because he's seen some of my cooking. So I don't know if that was like an internet proposal or how I'm supposed to take this, but I'm going to take it. So you guys be easy, be blessed. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva Company. Peace out.